Ayah, Bashem, Yesha, the Holy Spirit, the Warawak. Let's go before our Abba in prayer before we start our show and our lesson today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And it's not the temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters spread throughout the four corners of the earth that are persevering in the midst of this tribulation on our weak papers. But watch over your word to perform it. Bless the prophets and prophesy. And may the seed fall on good ground as you give the increase. There's still a little light left before it's nighttime. We will do the work. I ask these blessings in the name of our dear brother Yesha HaMashiach in this world, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Shema, Yasha Allah, throughout the four corners of the earth. Greetings, brothers and sisters. We say Shabbat Shalom, peace and blessings. Barakatah. We want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. You are tuned in to Blueprint for Life, 400 years, the history, Hebrew sojourn of our people. And this is a day where we unmask the awakening as it pertains to a specific group of people because the whole world is trying to snatch the phrase. So it's being overutilized. So we will continue to focus on the blueprint for life, which is the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, as we take the time throughout this particular day and on this show to encourage you, exhort you, defend you spiritually, because we do need deliverance from some of the demons that we fight against. And some of you have been possessed and oppressed by these spirits. So the power of Yah and the Wah Ruach is very important to me as well. He is Haya, Ashar, Haya, the great I am that I am. And as being the preacher, well, you know, Ecclesiastes means the preacher. Solomon was the preacher. One thing Solomon said, after all he had went through and experienced in life, at the end of the day, he said, it's all about us fearing the Most High and keeping his commandments. You can learn, get your letters of learning, accomplish, amass a bunch of stuff, but you've got to understand what is the importance and single most important thing in this world. Reverence, revere the Most High. This broadcast is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, where we endeavor to restore the cultural identity of the original Hebrew man, one asleep at a time, one asleep mind at a time. You know, coming back into the knowledge of who we really are as a people and not letting other nations create a narrative. I mean, they've actually even changed the names of our people over the years. Colored, black, Negro, spook, porch monkey, you name it. Spix, shoeshine boy. It's all prophesied in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And let me say the key thing is that your culture is indicative of your spirituality. And once you come back to your culture, you come back to the God of Israel, the God of his people, the only family he's ever known in the earth. So understanding culture is spiritual in itself. That's why it's an awakening, as the song said and talked about, because you're breaking through the lies that the prince and power of this earth and this world has put in the history books and taught you from a baby all the way on. And you've got to have the ability to snap back from the lies and the falsehoods, false narratives. There's a word I'm using a lot these days, and it's necessary if you're going to be in this spiritual warfare, and that's pliability. And pliability is how you must be as you begin to open yourself up and learn. Because there are things happening in your dreams, in visions, and, you know, some good, meaning for the good of your spirit and your soul, your person and your temple, and some negative thoughts, frequencies, demonic thoughts, the chitlins, specters, witchcraft, attacking your thoughts every day. You are going to have to be into spiritual warfare, and knowledge of self is very important. But understand that why it's also a threat for you understanding your culture, because there was a time during the time of Noah where the whole earth were people of colors. We know this because everyone was in shock to see Noah, because he came out white, rosy, and mutated eyes, which you guys would call pretty blue eyes now. So we know when there was leprosy and people stuffed their hands inside the garment and it came out white as snow. It helps you to understand the reason that they put such an emphasis on people's appearance like that, because it was unheard of. It wasn't as viable as it is now, and put at the forefront and told you that that's the standard for beauty. Not getting into that, not trying to create anything, you know, of a racial tension, because we do know that there are many who are grafted in. And we're going to talk about that, the 12 tribes of Israel today, and those who are grafted in, and the responsibility of everyone. So pliability is simply a noun, which talks about the quality or state of being flexible, to be able to bounce back, to have elasticity, to be flexible. You have to be flexible. There has to be malleability. There has to be, like I said, resilience, springiness, suppleness. In other words, this has to be you in this time, because when it's time to make a move, spiritually you will be, well, physically you're going to be coerced by Satan to destroy yourself, which is what we're seeing in the earth now, people volunteering to destroy themselves and their immune systems. Spiritually, you will begin to start receiving inclinations as to what you need to do for your family, how you should move, where your money should move to, and what you should focus on. People, we've got to stop this love of the world. It has to go now. You cannot be Lot's wife, which is why the scripture said, remember Lot's wife. Stop trying to hold on to the world. Stop destroying your cells and your body and your immune system because you want travel. The whole world is in an uproar right now. Whether weapons are being utilized everywhere to destroy evidence and people. And when you think about the fact that you want to give the Jim Jones beast jab to the entire army, that's going to weaken the defense system of this particular country to where these people won't even be able to fight back because of what they've done to themselves. So you don't even realize the threat that's looming and how close we are to what's known as Armageddon, World War III. Because what you're seeing right now is a silent war using silent weapons because nobody wants to believe they are being utilized. The attacks in Cuba of people's minds through energy warfare, matter weapons, dark matter weapons, and other machines, which I'm not going to, you know, focus in on too much today. But if you're still in denial at this point, there's not really much I can do to help you about the evilness of man and his devices and his science. And the Bible says we're not ignorant to Satan's devices. We're going to get into that momentarily. Black Cultural Restoration Association, we're not just given to, if you go to the Facebook page, type in Black Cultural Restoration Association, and you can just scroll through and receive a plethora of information that you did not know. We're going beyond 400 years. I'm still astounded that at the end of 400 years, all hell has broken loose. We are in the tribulation, people, moving towards Jacob's trouble. And people keep asking silly questions about, is this beast juice the mark of the beast juice? And the fact of the matter is, if you do your research and find out what's being put inside you, you'll realize that anything can be utilized. You are misunderstanding and interpreting revelations and not understanding how technology is working and how they're being divisive and they're pulling one over on you. So you are deeply immersed into what you thought would happen a certain way because a narrative has been presented to you through false Christianity and these lying pastors for years. You can't shake the narrative because you're not pliable. So you don't even realize in your stupor, which the book of Second Baruch said the whole world would be in the midst of this tribulation, you can't connect the dots and put the pieces together as to what is transpiring in society. And it's been going on even before the beast juice, what we know as chemtrails in the water, in the air that you're breathing. The same stuff that's inside that thing has been put in the air. There's a lot happening around us, people. Advocacy is something that we are all about, BCRA, this particular page, because we're trying to snap open some people's minds. Hosea tells us that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And because you lack knowledge, you can't be a priest to the Most High. So those who think that they're operating under the priesthood that's spoken of in the book of Hebrews, and that you're a royal priesthood and a chosen generation, not if you're operating on some ignorant religious doctrines meant to destroy you and blind you. You've got to come into the full historical evidence and knowledge of who we are as a people, who Yah is, and why we're in this predicament. Advocacy in all its forms seeks to ensure that people, particularly those who are most vulnerable in society, are able to have their voice heard on issues that are important to them, defend and safeguard their rights, and have their views and wishes genuinely considered when decisions are being made about their lives. Now, that's having a seat at the table. And that's what the Black Cultural Restoration Association is all about. We are advocacy, BCRA. But we're at the point now where we're ready to have our own table. We don't need a seat at the table because that hasn't worked for us at all. We're going to need our own table and focus on our own community and focus on our own children, and we will not be called selfish, racist, conspirators for wanting to focus on our community first. We got to get ourselves right. We're not focused on going to war with any other nation or race. We have a demon that we need to deal with, an enemy that we need to deal with, and it's the enemy of ourselves because we've been conquered mentally, and we're in spiritual warfare and mental warfare because of the PTSD from slavery, Willie Lynch letters, but most of all from walking away from our God, our habitation of justice. You will not receive justice or reparations until you come back to the reparator, who is our habitation of justice, meaning that if you want justice, you have to come back to him. And the only way you can come back to him is through the statutes, laws, and commandments, because that is the very essence of who we are and what we must conform to be in his kingdom, because he wrote in these books and holy scriptures that part with his own finger, the commandments, that the seminaries have taught the pastors to go to all the various religions, over 900 of them, and teach them that that's another God. Those laws are done away with. Teach them to just be good Christian people and turn the other cheek. Oh, and they can eat whatever they want to eat. Oh, and they have to keep our holy days, not the ones in the Bible. You know, Easter, to our pagan gods. Let's just teach them a lot of paganism, possibly some spiritualism and witchcraft. So people, it's time to come out of that, and it starts with historical evidence, which validates who we are as a people and who our God is and what our responsibility is. So we overturn every stone, every rock, line upon line, precept upon precept. I don't feel that they tried to demonize our history book, but I don't like the fact that Amalek, Esau, these Romans, put together a Nicene council, a Trent council, and go decide which one of our history books they would disseminate to us and say, this is the only one you can read, when there are a plethora of other books that we can find in the pseudepigrapha, Enoch, Jasher, Jubilees. Why are you taking away books and hiding people's history and hiding prophecy from people? People have a right to know. And as being preachers and teachers, we're going to get to it, brothers and sisters, and help you to uncover that truth and help give you the tools so that you can study to show yourself approved. You need to know the truth about countries and lying governments and policies that have destroyed our families. You need to know the truth about the movement of people and nations and lands and how they're trying to position themselves, because at the behest of all these things, Satan is in command of these people because he's ticked off, which is why this week he tried to have two of his soldiers waste money and try to laugh at the Most High again and mock him by trying to put ships next to the firmament. Because nobody's getting off this particular sphere of a planet alive. Nah, it's not happening. You're relegated here, which is why there's fallen angels here. Well, we got a good lesson. I'm going to get to it. Maybe a few more things from this page. Please check out an exclusive Dr. CB video that you may not have seen that we posted. And then I love this from the Israel Daily, where the Khazars are, the false Hebrew, false Jews, where they're hanging out at. There's articles from 1998 in August in the Israel Daily, and they were telling on themselves. What they said was Crowdy founded the Church of God and Saints of Christ. In 1896, the Church of God and Saints of Christ, originating in Kansas, retained elements of a messianic connection to Yeshua. They started doing DNA testing, and the DNA testing had proved, and this is why I'm telling you about this 23andMe, Ancestry.com. They're only telling you a little bit. And furthermore, I tell people that I know phlebotomists and people that work in hospitals and dealt with blood, and they'll tell you that they only need half a vial to find out any and everything, if not just a drop, everything they need to know. The other three or four vials are going for cloning, gene cell therapy, find out who you are, where you really come from, like they did to Henrietta Lacks. They're still using her cells for cloning throughout the world. They're using Henrietta Lacks's cells that will not die to make vaccines. They're still pimping out Henrietta Lacks's cells because they're still alive. You just throw them in a petri dish and they begin to just keep coming alive. She had the eternal Yah gene living inside of her. But it was strange because she had contracted a cancer that killed her in 1 week. We don't know if they gave it to her because we know cancer is like a spirit, like a demon. No telling how long that woman would have lived. Nevertheless, upon doing DNA testing, it proved that the Igbos and that the African Americans are in fact the historical Jews of the Bible. The whole world knows it. We want to remain ignorant to it. And they'll mess with you just enough, but they don't want you leaving yet and going to your own land. We're literally going to have a let my people go moment. And the Most High said when he comes to gather us that it would be to that capacity. And then his son came and told us that as it was in the days of Noah, that's how it's going to be when he comes back through the clouds to gather us and to be our salvation. This is what we're holding on and enduring for, folks. Now's not the time to throw in the towel, give up, and go back into the world. You people that are sitting up here talking about you want to see this, do this, have sex with this, those times are over. If you haven't done it now, or what you didn't do, you don't even need to be thinking about it because that's the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eye. And it almost destroyed you anyway. People don't even know that, I don't even know if I want to get this deep, as it pertains to sex, that's a spiritual act that causes you to take on the spirit of another person who has other spirits on them. These jabs are putting spirits inside of people. You need to understand demonic frequencies, and when you start tampering with blood streams and putting things into the blood, you are modifying something and modifying someone. When you exchange DNA with a person, you take on their characteristics, their traits, and their spirits. When you start messing around with portals that you can inseminate with life, sperm, and then produce a child, a portal, life, to bring something that came from heaven, because the breath of life goes into the child from the creator who's up above, and then it comes out through that life portal. Why you're messing around with a level of spirituality that you have no knowledge of, strictly for pleasure, because you're selfish. And you have not been able to lay aside the carnality that exists in your life because of the demon spirits that are attacking you. So we're in the midst of spiritual warfare. And people have become lovers of themselves and lovers of this world and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yah. We're living in a climate where people literally hate the Most High and the people of the Most High. But, hey, Whispers had a song, Keep On Loving Me. I'm going to say, keep on hating me. Because haters gonna hate, and Yeshua said, listen, if they hated me, they gonna hate you. They did not like him, all right? There was a time when there was an area that wanted to make Yeshua king. He's like, I didn't come for that. If there's an anointing that's on you, people will see it and recognize it. I haven't been able to really go much anywhere for the last few days without somebody stopping me and Tanya to say something to us about what we're doing. So you think that what, and I want to say this to encourage you, you may think that your faith and efforts are in vain, but they're not. You may think you're praying and fasting and eating right and keeping these holy days are in vain, but they're not. They are solidifying who you are and separating you from this world. Don't be sad or discouraged that what used to be is no longer, because we'll never go back to a sense of normalcy. What we're actually doing is preparing ourselves to walk into a glorious kingdom. And all of us, my brothers and sisters throughout the four corners of the earth, as gold, must be tried in the fire. So what you are actually doing is passing through the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You're going through the lion's den, like Daniel. You're being thrown in the ark, being tossed to and fro, like Noah while he's destroying this world, bringing judgment. I can just only say an excerpt of a dream last night where we were on a plane and opened the windows of the plane and looked down at the waters, which I guess was Israel, but all the waters were red, blood red, letting me know that we are definitely in the midst of judgment, and the plagues that came upon Egypt are around us. And if you don't want the plagues of Egypt, Deuteronomy 28 says that you must keep my commandments in order to escape those things. So I can assure you, and I don't, not a fear monger, because it's not about fear. I'm not afraid of Satan, and I don't have time to fear, but I can assure you that we're going to see what Psalms 91 prophesied, 1,000 falling at our left, 10,000 at our right. Brothers and sisters, they got 22 states in the United States that have passed new crematory laws with liquefaction cremation because they're afraid of the extent of bodies that will be lying dead in the streets from sickness, because they've turned about 100 million people into spike protein producers that will be emitting and shedding the virus for real. The first one was a pandemic, which was a cold, a flu, that had a 99.7% heal rate. You could overcome it. You could cure it with some zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B, and sunshine. This time around, since everything's opened back up, and if you go to my page, you'll see it. There's a lady who actually showed two pictures of blood work of a pre-poke and one with a poke, and the blood with the poke is sludged, and the cells have already transformed after a few weeks into, instead of perfect round circles with protected DNA on the inside, they've turned into tubes, which helps to cause the clotting. And so strange things are happening inside of people's bodies, and there's going to be a point where it's all going to be synthesized together. It's going to all come to an apex, and it's going to cause a lot of destruction, devastation. And what we have to do is not fear, not worry. Because people are making personal decisions without having informed consent, are giving it. They're making non-informed decisions about desecrating their temple. So brothers and sisters, I want you to be encouraged. Learn as much as you can. The book of Enoch posed Black Adam, albino Noah, the image of Yah. Very good article. I suggest you read that. And I posted this one about Irish power, the first American slaves unite. This was a deflection to try to get to try to combat what we know about Deuteronomy 28 that shows who the people of Yah are, because it says in there that these signs will be on my people forever, so you'll know who they are. And then about cargo ships. So they tried to come out with a statement. It's been debunked You should take this article, download it so you'll know, because they're trying to say that white Irish slaves were treated worse than any other race in the United States. This is to disannul our understanding of who the people are and who we are as a people and what we went through. Once again, trying to minimize the over 200, I think it was close to 100 million, or maybe 2 million, killed in the transatlantic slave trade. Many of our brothers and sisters just jumped overboard, did not knew what was coming, and did not want to be a part of it. So much for that. We come back. Let's go ahead and get ready to get into the lesson, because we have a lot to share. Be right back. Zion is calling. Zion. You can download that at YouTube. Type that in. That is original music. I do own the rights. Let's get into the lesson. Let's go ahead and get it, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to be on here long. I want to, like I said, encourage you. I am not going to. We have theorists, podcasts everywhere right now trying to break down the times. But when it's all right here in these holy scriptures, prophecies being fulfilled, you just have to learn how to interpret and read it. But also in the midst of the craziness, I want to be able to encourage and exhort people in a time when they need their spirits lifted. See, faith has to be over this fear so that you're not making bad decisions. And faith cometh by hearing the word of Yah, the Most High. You have to hear and know his words, not man's political ideology, viewpoint, philosophical viewpoints. Now, this is the problem that we have in society today. And you're quick to turn on the television and let it speak to you and try and teach you without you doing the research of picking up a book, reading, and listening to your spirit and inner man. Also, having wisdom to be able to navigate and make sense of things. I always quote Psalms 19 and 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul of man and making wise the simple. So there are simple-minded people all around us, because in the pseudepigrapha, Second Baruch told us about this remote generation, how they would be in a stupor and unable to think for themselves because of the massive confusion. You're being hit with something every 12 hours, something major, crisis, shooting, weather warfare, weather modification, what they call natural disaster, but they've got the technology that causes all these things to happen. That's why Yeshua said there'll be earthquakes in diverse places everywhere. You know how many earthquakes are jumping off? Download the USGS app, United States Geological Survey. It shows you how many earthquakes are popping off, because they found out about tectonic plates and they know how to shift them. It's called direct energy weapons. It's called heart machines, people. And when these machines are activated, it causes a shift in the plates, rumbles. Same thing can be done with tornadoes, hurricanes, direct energy weapons. They can move them. I'll never forget the year when the tornado or hurricane hit Houston, Texas, and I watched that thing go inland, destroy the land, go back out to the water, collect some more water from the ocean, and then go back inland, and then come back out again. I've never seen anything like that, because they don't move like that. But when you combine the metals with these winds and harp energy weapons, you have the ability to move hurricanes and tornadoes in that fashion. When the Most High does something, he does it well. Doesn't just stop, fall short. He's going to destroy something. He will send his judgment in a whirlwind as well. So I know that's why it's confusing to a lot of people. So I don't want you to focus on the oppositions of science, as Paul warned Timothy. I want you to focus on him. There's one thing he said, is that when you see all these things happening, look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. And the problem is that everybody's looking down at their cell phones, 5G radiated mind-controlling cell phones. You're not looking up. You don't even have the testicular fortitude to be able to put the phone down for a day and maybe pray and fast and walk in the park and hug a tree and get your body together and your soul and spirit and mind together. You're relegated to the construct of this world, this life, instead of the construct of the kingdom of heaven that navigates and guides to life eternal and true. Yeah, it takes some work on your part to become disciplined. You said you want to be a disciple, and Yeshua told us to go make disciples, not Christians. And so you have to conform to what? Laws. What laws? God, the Most High's laws. Why? Because you will not abide in his kingdom unlawfully. You break the law, there's consequences. Brothers and sisters, this is what it's all about. At the end of the day, Satan is mad, and this is what he's teaching inside the secret societies, so that they worship him and say that this particular God is not fair of how he's treating Lucifer. Satan is mad because he became lawless and got filled with envy and jealousy and idolatry. He got banished. He received his eternal sentence. And he's mad because he didn't get probation or a shorter sentence. His sentence is eternal. He's headed to the lake of fire along with the 200 watchers that fell and slept with women. Right. And we, you and I, have grace and mercy because of our brother, Yeshua HaMashiach. And he's like, why do they get that? Been jealous of the creation of us,
since the beginning of time, because he was already here. Him and those third of those angels that he took with him, they had already been relegated, cast down. And now they're stuck down here. There's no more Joel, the first chapter, where he can go up there and sit with the other sons of Yah and see what he's got to say and talk to him face to face. Nah, that stopped. Revelations lets you know that. I saw Satan, Matthews, I saw Satan fall down like lightning. Isaiah 14 tells you that too. Now he's relegated here. There's no more just moving around. He's probably a little weak, crazy-looking guy like Dr. Fauci, hiding behind a curtain, calling the shots. Let's get to this lesson. The whole world is in a stupor, but you're being gaslit. It's called gaslighting, people. No, you're not going crazy. To the people of Yah, you're not going crazy. You're being gaslit, a barrage of lies, because you're not looking to the hills, which cometh your help. Gaslighting is a mind control technique used by individuals and governments to gain or maintain control by making victims question their own sanity and thereby submit to authoritarian rule. Am I going crazy? What's going to happen is so many people are going to get mentally weak that they will submit to what the government's telling they should do because they can't think for themselves. And that's the time we're living in. We got to wear the mask, they say. They say we got to do this. They say we got to do that. You're being gaslit. It's a common tactic of abusers, pedophiles, sexual abusers, dictators, narcissists, and cult leaders. And now you got to add to that the secret society people and Satanists. Did I say that? I didn't say that. Satanists as well. Because this whole world understands that Satan is real now, and that's who they choose to worship. As Jay-Z said, that what we learned in church was fake. Lucifer has the power, so he calls himself Opa. And he wants to learn how to please Lucifer. You can't please him unless you sell your soul and take the lives of other people in blood sacrifices. Listen to what the narcissists and cult leaders do. They say if we take our time and do this slowly, victims don't even realize how much their cognitive faculties have been compromised. Victims are defenseless, which explains why the results can be devastating. You're all victims and you don't even know this is happening to you, and they're using media to do it. Your phone and media, you're being gaslit. And you think you're going crazy. To my people, first and foremost, you're not going crazy. And then to the rest of you who are believers, I'm not going to attack Christianity today because it's not in the Bible. All right? It's a religion steeped in paganism. But I was in the Christian church, and that's where I got my foundation. So I'm not going to attack it, but I just know that it's a false religion used to sway the minds of the masses into self-righteousness and living under grace, not the law, saying that we've all sinned. Ain't nobody perfect, that kind of stuff. No. We strive for perfection every day. We don't just throw in the towel and take a week off here and there and tiptoe and sin and then put on some colognes, Visine, and then go back and become self-righteous again. You taught a lot of bad things, a lot of bad things. So to the real believers who understand spirituality, I'm trying to encourage, you're not crazy. Your mind is spinning around like you were thrown in a dryer, and you can't seem to think straight because of the specters and chitlins, these demons that have been unleashed on this earth, and the frequencies and the sicknesses. You're steeped in fear. And because you're not hearing the true word of Yah, you have no faith that will subvert fear, because you are thirsty and hungry for the word, and you can't get a word. And you're actually being tricked to listen to some of these people online, and they're not giving you the word. They're giving you stuff to keep you in the spin cycle. But they're presenting themselves as angels or ministers of light, when we know Satan's ministers appear as ministers of light. So you have to be very cautious about what you're listening to that you think is you helping yourself. Sometimes you need to just pick up the book and read, because what happens in doing so, the Wawrawak, the Holy Spirit, comes in and leads you and guides you into all truth. You will read something and it will connect the dots. Don't allow yourself, you're not crazy, to say, I need somebody to help me. You have to get it in you so that you can get it out of you. What does that mean? When you read it and store it, try to memorize it, meditate on it. When the opportune time comes, you have a reason for the hope that lies in you. You can address people's spiritual questions, and you didn't even know it was in you. The Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance what you read that's given you strength. Man should not live by bread alone. So when you take in the word, something's happening that you don't even see on the inside. This knowledge that we possess gives us an external power that people can see when you walk by them, and they're like, what is it with this dude right here? You walk in with the knowledge of truth and understanding of historical evidence, mathematical, physical, spiritual evidence, and you see, and now you have a relationship with the Most High, not based upon religion, tradition, and a pagan temple, but you know him for yourself right in the heart of your living room or your prayer closet because you're obedient to him. But if you're not those things, maybe you are going crazy. If you allow fear to make you depend upon the American Medical Association to tell you what to do with your body and desecrate it, there's a problem. It's a problem. It's a major problem. A more psychological definition of gaslighting is an increasing frequency of systematically withholding factual information from. I'm going to say it again. For all of you who are being censored on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, here we go. Gaslighting. A more psychological definition of gaslighting is an increasing frequency of systematically withholding factual information from and or providing false information to you, the victim. Every day on the news, every day on social media, they are, I can't stand to see these little kids, techie kids on their laptops working from home and all around me, because I know they're the so-called fact checkers. And they're helping to put these algorithms and AI together to try and block truth and put out a false narrative. Little soldiers of Satan. This part is so deep because we're living in it right now. Let me read it again. Psychological definition of gaslighting is an increasing frequency of systematically withholding factual information from. You got the government calling on the back line, calling Instagram and Facebook, talking about block him, kill his account, take that down, get rid of that. False information to us, having the gradual effect of making them anxious. Now you know why there's so much anxiety. We know something's wrong, and we can't get the truth. Making them anxious and confused and less able to trust their own memory. So many cognitive issues now. You're being attacked, the frequencies, the radiation, the lies, and the censoring of truth to try to force you to believe something. You're being gaslit. And Yah is not the author of confusion. Doing something to upset someone, waiting for them to react, then stand back and pretend ignorant, in ignorance, saying, what did I do? This is other people gaslighting you that know you, around you. And this is what media is doing and what your so-called government is doing. they will do something to get you to react and go off and jump back like, what did I do? That's what your Karens do. That's what they all do. That's what Satan does. Throw a rock and hide his hand and have you thinking you crazy. No, look, somebody threw a rock. Karen will twist the narrative in a minute. They're talking about me. They won't go away. Look what they're doing. Gaslighting. Are you going to continue to fall for it? No, you're not crazy. Let's move on into the lesson, Philippians 2 and 5. It says, you're going to have to get your mind right, people, in order to navigate through this terrain. Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in HaMashiach, Yeshua. So there has to be a transformation of the mind. There has to be a transformation of your mind to deal with this subliminal suggesting, this cognitive dissonance, this unseen force called gaslighting that the people are using on you by withholding information, making you believe a certain thing, and then trying to get a knee-jerk reaction out of you to make you panic in fear. I wish I could find the article. I think it may have been Albert Einstein. But the way to control a group of people is to constantly inject and pump fear. That's the mechanism of control. You need to understand that Satan is the author of fear. And scripture tells us Yah has not given us a spirit of fear. When you come to Yah, walk in Yah, keep his commandments, he'll give you power. That's power over lust, your demons, and other people attacking you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me, I will condemn. That's Isaiah 54:17. Power. This is what Yah gives you. Love. Not that alphabet soup, multicolor love that they talk about. Get that out of here. No, no, not that kind of love. We're talking about the love that covers a multitude of faults, the love that says Yah is love, love that chastises and corrects wrong. I'm not going along with your wrong when these holy scriptures tell me how you live it and what you're doing is a sin. Isaiah 58, I'm going to tell you about yourself. Lift up your voice loud. Cry out like a trumpet. Show my people their sins. It said transgressions, but transgressions are sins. Because 1 John 3 and 4 says that sin is transgression of the law. Being in sin is breaking the law. I'm so hot like fish grease as somebody who's supposed to be in the truth and got all these Hebrew words and names down. Truth Unveiled 777. Saying that same-sex attraction is all right and we don't understand the Bible. And that eunuchs are homosexuals, and homosexuals are possibly be the 144,000. Deleted his channel so fast, if he don't get it together, he's going somewhere with gasoline draws on. Devil's busy distracting my people like that. He's given us love, power, and guess what the third thing? A sound mind. So if you're walking in Yah, the gaslighting ain't going to work. Boy, I'm getting so hot now at this news, I just want to throw something at the TV. I'm sick of it. I can't watch it because it grieves me, angers me because I can see right through all the lies. You can't gaslight a person who's in Yeshah, who's in the Most High, Hayah, our God. You can't gaslight me because the Wawruwak is operating in me. I have the Holy Spirit. He said in Acts, the 5th chapter, I give my spirit to those who obey me. And what is the obedience he wants? Keep my commandments if you love me. In John, the 3rd chapter, if you love me, not the Gospel John, 1st John, 2nd John, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So when you become obedient, love him, keep the commandments, then get baptized, saying, I denounce the world. I don't need to travel and see everything and jet set and have some Dom Perignon and have multiple sex and do not. No, I renounce the world and now I'm in love with your words, your ways, your days, this life, this peace, this joy, my fellow brothers and sisters, that's what I'm down for. And no looking back like Lot's wife. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit because Yeshua said, I go away to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. And he said, I have to go away because if I don't leave, the comforter won't come. I'm going to send you a comforter. So the comforter is, that's right, Sophia, wisdom. The power of wisdom, the Holy Spirit, the Wahru Wach. And when you embrace that, once you receive that, you cherish that and you don't want to do nothing to destroy that. So necessary. Sometimes I feel like I've lived three different life existences, and I don't know how I made it when I was living in sin by being a Christian, living in sin while being a Christian. But I can remember that things weren't always right. It's always like a fear of something bad could happen. I don't have that now. I'm not trying to put myself in a place to say I've arrived, but I realized I wasn't walking right, and I thought I was. Listen to the scripture. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. And that's what's happening to Christians. And they're going to be just like Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Master, Master, Lord, Lord. Didn't that I do all these things in thy name, prophesy, cast out that? You'd be like, nah, you didn't do nothing. Get away from me, because I never knew you. I don't even know you. Ooh, get him away from me. There's a strong delusion that comes through religion that you could be turned over to, and you actually worshiping Tammuz and Astarte inside of a pagan temple and have no relationship with Yah. I've seen people come out of church and go window shopping. Do you know that's covetousness and idolatry, as Judah said his children would do? Lusting for unclean foods as soon as your Sunday helio pagan church service is over. You sweated out your pants and your dress and your hat. Lusted during offering time as the women were switching by the offering basket. You're giving alms to the pastor to pay for his mansion and his car while looking down upon the homeless, won't even give him a dollar. You turn your eyes. Get away from me. You just want to be seen. And Matthew, the sixth chapter, talked about you people that give for everybody to see and that pray in circles in the public, in the marketplaces for everybody to see. You have received your reward. Let's get ready to go. You can write that down or you can read it later. Matthew, the sixth chapter. Let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter, to stay in line with gaslighting. You're not crazy. And if you got Yah, remember, you got power, love, and a sound mind. Trust me, the Holy Spirit will just be inside you flickering when you turn the news on. It'll be like, Romans, the 12th chapter. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Holy in the Hebrew is kadesh. That means sanctify. As they say in church, I'm saved, sanctified. Now, if you're not keeping the commandments and eating clean foods and dressing in modest apparel. So I get it twisted, people. When you get baptized, when you come up out of the water, this is you. Present your body a living sacrifice. No longer showing cleavage and trying to show legs, thighs, and the tightest thing I can get around my butt and my biceps and my man crotch. No, I'm not focused on that anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to run from it so it don't snatch me back into homosexuality, adultery, fornication. You are the initiator of these sins. that you so attend to, which is why he tells you, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you. So don't start your day off trying to get sexy in the mirror because you got the wrong focus. You start your day off on your knees in your prayer closet trying to find him because he said, those that seek me early will find me. You start your day off repenting for every sin that you may have found yourself immersed in early that morning or the night before. Y'all don't even know that the scripture says that the righteous are going to scarcely make it in. That when we stand before him, we'll be like the children of Israel when he was at Mount Seir, given the commandments. They were like, that cloud and that voice and that lightning is terrible. We don't want to go before y'all. When he comes, y'all not thinking about this judgment right. Y'all thinking about these crazy movies you saw. This is going to be an awesome, terrible presence and figure that you can't stand in. You will be on the ground with your face to the ground saying, I'm not worthy. And you best believe that's true. You're barely going to make it in. I speak this way so that you understand the seriousness and importance of disciplining your life and becoming Kodesh, set apart, sanctified. And you're going to have to find joy in doing it, because if you're depressed about walking away from this world, then you ain't cut out. You ain't fit. You ain't ready. Be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you, said the Most High. You ain't ready for this. If you can't walk away and wash your hands, you that weak. Well, there's a place for the weak. Smells like barbecue, something you like to eat, right? This is how serious it is right now, people. We're in the tribulation. Hello? I know somebody told you it was going to happen a different way. Y'all don't even know what Barack is doing right now and who he serves and how he got here. You don't even look at the mysteries of his birth certificate and the guy who was messing with his birth certificate and found it and tried to break it out. He got killed just a couple of months ago. You in such a stupor. Prophecy will be fulfilled from this book. Now, after you've got baptized, you need to present your body a living sacrifice. I'm back in Romans 12. Holy and acceptable unto Yah, which is the least you can do. It says reasonable service, but let me break it down for you. It's the least you could do. Hello? And now, let's get to number two. Gaslit in person. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of Yah. You've got to change your mindset by letting this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Yeah, that was a Selah moment. I wanted to pause on purpose so you could think about this. The transformation is the confirmation. Can't be the same. Stop thinking, I want to go back to NFL games. I want to go see the Niners, go to a good Niners game, Wolves game. I want to have a good old steak. If I could just go over to islands one more time, or Hawaii one more time, man, I just want, I'm trying to enjoy my life, man. You hating on me, trying to keep a brother down, you're trying to do me. You a killjoy. No, I got joy. As you say, count it all joy. You seeking things for joy, places, lustful pleasures. So how do I get you away from that? I've got to change how you think. And why won't you let the Spirit and Yah and the Word change how you think? Because the gaslighters are sure working on taking control of the way you think. Because pretty soon you will not have control over your mind. Luciferase got you glowing. Found the God gene. Put something in you to kill the God gene, which destroys your passion for spirituality. That's in there. You looking for the mark of the beast like Satan? No, all y'all looking for the mark of the beast to be some chip He know how, he ain't stupid. He know I can't come this way. I got to come correct in a covert way where they don't see it. Just keep them gaslit and thinking that it has to come this way while I'm putting stuff inside of them called graphene oxide, which are nanoparticles, which are baby robots when they often come together and form into a mass robot inside your brain and your body and inside your hand, which is causing the magnification. And I'm delivering this all through polyethylene glycol, which is like antifreeze, which is causing adverse reactions and getting people sick. Not all of you are going to die, but at least I'll be able to control the ones who live. I'll be able to control your thoughts, your brain, your mind, and your health, because I'm obliterating your immune system as we speak. It's not going to work. I made you think that I'm creating a new, better, stronger one for you, but I put things in there that are matriculating in your cells. It's going to be millions of them that are just going to destroy your immune system, and you will get sick and die. Better get your mind right, because people are trying to get your mind so they can get your soul and destroy your soul and spirit. Some people, they're telling you you'll live forever because you'll be one with the computer. When Daniel warned us that iron and clay cannot be apart. Clay, now the people, the real humans who come from the earth, and then clay being artificial intelligence and these robotics, and there's people who want to immerse and become one with man's technology and science. This is the physical warfare that we're in. Let's go to Job 13. Let me keep going with this lesson. Job 13, 4 through 5. Verse 4 says, but ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. So you got these doctors who are just lying to you, and you love it, believe it, because they got a white coat on and a clipboard. You don't get the help. You don't get the H-E. I don't care what you got on. What you are is lying to the people. I'm done with the medical establishment. You're lying to the people, and you are of no good anymore. Just like the church and the preachers have changed, the hospitals and the doctors have changed. They belong to Big Pharma, which is sorcery and witchcraft. And they will do as they're told and give the people what they're supposed to give them and withhold what we tell you to withhold. People. Game over. Let's go to another scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah 8 and 22. And we're going to talk about some spiritual warfare. We'll talk about patriarchs, Judah. Got some good stuff for you. So I'm not going to be long. All that made it sound like I was going to be another 2 hours. No, it's going to go by quick. Okay, I'm looking for Jeremiah. Come on, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 8 and 22. I'm turning pages, not using computer today. You can hear it. Old school. Jeremiah 8 and 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? What? So you mean there's nothing to heal the people? Folks, first of all, there are things to heal the people. And we're working on a product right now. Our products will be reestablished in a couple of weeks. They'll be back out. But I've been putting up, I posted the new Dr. Sabi video. Incredible man who never went to medical school, the most high, just gave him knowledge. And he did his own scientific work in his own labs and figured this out. And he doesn't even have a elementary education. Don't tell me what God can't do with his people. Incredible man. Then there's Dr. Truman Burse, not of the same nation, but very loving, grafted in man who's kind and cares, and he's a master herbalist. So there is a bomb in Gilead, but our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But we are at a time now where we don't have physicians that seek to heal or deliver. We had these herbs and apothecary that would actually take things away. Now they're just treating things with witchcraft and sorcery that causes a multiplicity of side effects. So you have to keep taking more things. What makes you think that's not the same deal with the poke? Now you're going to need a poke every month in the name of booster because of all the things that's getting ready to happen to you. Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? We know why. We read and why. Because you did not have faith. You were shouting every Sunday, praise and worship. Oh, let's get it. Put your tight pants on and your pumps and a microphone with your hand up acting like you're doing something. Am I watching Soul Train or Praise and Worship? Anyway. Y'all got to shake yourselves, man. Got to shake yourselves. This is why a lot of our people are being destroyed. Now, I was glad to hear that of the 12% population that are of my nation, only 9% of that 12% got poked. So some of us are listening. That 12%, let me see if I can put it in context for you. There's 365 million people. 10% would be 36 million, so close to 40 million. And then you say 10%, so you say about 4 million of our people, close to 4 million of our people have expedited their death policies. Let's keep it pushing. Mark 2:17. That is there a bomb in Gilead? Do you know that that Dr. Fauci and somebody else, they have a pharmaceutical company under the name Gilead, mocking the word? Gaslighting, playing games. I know you are, but what am I? This is what Satan does. You're lying. No, you're lying. Get out of here with that. This is what he's doing with us. We're the people. No, we're the people. Synagogue of Satan is what you are. You're right about that. Mark 2:17. When Yeshua heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician. Oh! But they that are sick, I came not to call righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, let's break down the first part. Why are you getting a poke for something you don't even have? Why am I going to get a poke that will stop cancer, lupus, and diabetes if I don't even have it? And I know that there are other things that are going to come with that as I'm trying to save myself. They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. When you are sick, you need something that will fix it. And many of you don't know the alternatives, the natural routes. But why, Yeshua said, why would you even go to a physician unless you have something? Oh, so you've been gaslit and told that you're asymptomatic. And you can have it and not show signs. And you just fell for that because information was being withheld from you. So you stepped out of fear from being gaslit and did something that you didn't need to do because nothing was wrong with you. Are you ready for this spiritual warfare? Do you have the spiritual insurgence of the Wawruwak to replace this fear? Because you're going off the stuff that you're hearing. Don't talk to me about CNN. That's the CIA news network. I don't want to hear it. These people have been trained in the art of cognitive dissonance and saying what they're being told to say. All news is edited. They only take a few minutes to tell some jokes about their personal life every now and then. And then they go right back into character and read what they're being told to read. Prompts. Teleprompters. So Yeshua said, I came not to call the righteous. You self-righteous, y'all know it all. So that means he said, I'm not going to church. I came for the sinners. And told the sinners, you need to repent. And how do I repent? 180-degree turn, Father, forgive me, and I'm not going to do it anymore. And I'm going to be baptized, and I'm going to renounce the world. Not a 360-degree turn, and you enjoy the process of turning, spinning, like they had you doing in church, thinking you do. Come on, get out your pew and turn around, and it's full circle. No. This is a lifestyle that you're saying, I will walk away from this, and I'm going to go in another direction away from this sin. That's repentance. And what helps you when you do that is that means I got to give you something, a construct, a substratum, something to formulate your life after. I've got to give you a foundation that will alter the path that you used to be on. Change your lifestyle. In this spiritual warfare, we're dealing with folks that are having heart attacks and strokes based on this gaslighting. Bible says in Luke 21 and 26, men's hearts shall fail them for fear. You all didn't know what that meant until this time, right here. July 2021, people are literally having heart attacks, not just from the poke, but the stress of it all. Satan thinks he's winning, and he's pulling out all the stops because he's running out of time. And the Most High is speeding up time so he can come get us, because the blood of our forefathers is crying from the ground. As Abel's blood cried from the ground when Cain killed him. Cain the vegetarian. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that in. I was listening to a study about a month ago about how Cain sacrificed to Yah that Yah did not accept was some old, dense vegetables. And Abel gave him meat, the best meat, cooked it in presented it to Yah, and he accepted his sacrifice. So Cain, get them vegetables. What? I don't want that. Hence the trick and deception of, I'm a vegan. Get out of here. Self-righteous. He didn't come for you. He came to get sinners to repent. There's also hearts failing people when you look at the fact that Deuteronomy chapter 28, our key foundational scripture to wake our people up and let them know the truth, that this is not an artifact for religious dogma. But when you look at Deuteronomy 28, and I always tell people that say, oh, I'm woke. You just go there and study that for a while and break it down. Tell me what that means. What does that relate to in the earth and how those things happened here? People trying to move on because they got itching ears and they want to hear every YouTube sermon and teaching out there. Deuteronomy 28 and 65. Listen to this. It says, and among these nations shall thou, meaning the Hebrews, find no ease. It's not going to ease up. Listen, there'll be no reparations. There'll be no justice. There'll be no equal rights. And it's not happening until Yeshua comes back, our salvation. I told you earlier. Among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Most High shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing eyes and sorrow of mind. This is what you will have, not keeping his commandments and trying to live in sin. The sinners ain't happy. You just turning it on when you turn on your VH1 and the Housewives and MTV and everybody looking like they just blinging and having a good time. That don't last. You're not seeing behind the camera, behind the scenes, behind closed doors. Because if you're in sin, you best believe these curses, 65, is on our people, which is why they lust for more and fall into covetousness, because they think the next $1 million is going to make them happy. The next man or woman is going to make them happier. It's a perpetual cycle of destruction to oneself, which eventually leads to death. People getting murdered, people getting killed. People not taking care of themselves. People living in excess, eating too much of them, want to have a Wagyu steak every night and some Hennessy along with it, smoke two or three cigars and some blunts, and have unprotected sex and pass on a bunch of spike proteins and venereal diseases and germs, and you're happy for the moment, wake up feeling sick as I don't know what, and got to hurry up and drink something else so you don't feel that way. This is Satan got it. Man, you need deliverance. You're in a bad cycle, and you know you're not happy. And we're trying to get you on a different frequency, a different plane, so that you'll live in a different world, one that honors Yah. You know, you got this gaslighting coming from these professors who think they know everything, and you believe the prognosticators who are false prophesying to you about what's going to transpire. I'm tired of people trying to tell me what's going to happen after the shot, what's going to happen with Trump, what's going to happen. It's like, what I need to know about future events is right here in these scriptures, and I need to be able to decode it and understand it and spend my life being in a spiritual capacity. You know what professors do? Romans 1 and 22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, because everything they talk about is theoretical and not factual. It's a theory. I'm trying to tell you what's going on in Mars and Venus, and they can't tell you what's going on with their own life, because it's witchcraft and sorcery to psychiatrists, psychologists, mind games. Trying to get you to go back into the digresses of your fractured mind. Because we have a tendency, let me tell you something. We have a tendency to compartmentalize pain. And we forget a lot of the early traumas we went through as a child, especially the abuse. Did you know when you're sodomized that it compartmentalizes your brain and your neurons have a recessive place that they can hide hurts and pains and memories, which is why a psychologist will try to get you on the couch and try to access that compartmentalized place in your brain and pull up the trauma, which is a demon hiding inside you that's making you act the way you act, over sex, chasing witchcraft, can't get your life together because you were molested and don't even remember it. Or you've taken away the pain of the memory of the rape or abuse that was done to you. This is why these professors and scientists want to mess with your head and your mind. And they'll sell you a bill of goods, and you will stand in line and raise your hand and say, I signed up for it. I want it. Please connect me to the computer. I'll take the good witch, the good demons. More drugs, please. Man's wisdom is foolishness to Yah. That's what he says. You know nothing. I wish I had the scripture prepared where it says that we're in a spiritual warfare. You have to know. The scripture is in the book of Enoch. And it's the scripture, I'll have it for you next week, most high willing. It talked about how the watchers, the 200 watchers that fell from Mount Hermon and slept with the daughters of men, they started disseminating knowledge because they come from the heavenlies. They had technology, and they were teaching it to men and to the women. And in the curses, all these women became sirens, which this world calls mermaids. I know that's just going over your head. That's a whole other lesson, but I'm sure you can find it on YouTube, somebody teaching on it. Listen. Yah said, I knew they were going to do this. I only gave them, the way he says it in the scripture, and I'm going to find it later. He said, I only let them see just a little bit of who I am, what I'm capable of, and the technology I have. I just gave them enough to do their job, which was to watch over my creation. He said, they ain't taught y'all nothing. This is why this whole world is shaking and creating a space force and trying to fly out of here and got you worried about aliens coming through the sky. And what's coming through the sky is going to be Yah and his angels to take back his world with his technology, which trumps any of Satan's technology. Scripture was so deep to me. I was like, that's right. We're dealing with an omniscient, all-knowing. He knew what these crazy angels was going to do that he created. He made sure he gave them only a certain amount of intel. So we're in spiritual warfare with these watchers who gave intel to man, and these fallen angels keep bringing intel, which is why you see a boom of information. Yah knew this would happen, which is why he told Daniel, seal up the information I'm giving you, and don't let it come, because I don't want it to come out until the days towards the end, when they're going to need it because of the increase of intel Satan's going to try to give man to destroy himself and my creation, Israel, Yasharala, the real Israel, not those fake Jews over there, the synagogue of Satan, talking about the people of color, my seed. So when he sealed up the books, they even had the nerve, the Essenes, and these priests, to hide these books in the caves of Qumran. And the archaeologists discovered the fragments and put together this Apocrypha, the 12 patriarchs, the Book of Enoch. They're finding it now, and we're reading it. And you got people in church telling you, don't read that. That's not the word of God. Shut up. You don't let no one tell you what not to read, but they'll tell you to read Time Magazine, something stupid, that'll put you more in the gaslit stage. You let the Holy Spirit rightly divide and decipher what you should read. This is all the word of Yah. We had, when we sojourned as Hebrews, there were scribes amongst us to document everything we experienced and our journey. There was no laptops. There was no text messages. There was no texting. There was no cameras, video cameras. So we wrote everything down. So your spiritual warfare is us fighting against artificial intelligence and the psyops that these watchers have taught men to put us in. This is why you're in a stupor and can't get your mind right, because Satan is operating on a level where he is hitting you with an influx of disease, sickness, technology. He's just trying to throw a barrage and berate you with stuff that you can't even fathom and keep up with. So why not connect to the source, which is the Most High, that can see everything, open your eyes, your ears, and your spirit to decipher lies from the truth. Let me get spiritual with you for a minute in this technology war, the spiritual warfare that deals with tech. The giants, the watchers that had the intel, slept with these women and produced Nephilim and Rephaim, which are giants. The giants were a part of technology and had the same intel that their fathers, the fallen angels, taught them. The giants were trying to destroy man and mock us. This is why Joshua and Caleb were able to go into the promised land and all the others didn't make it, just their children, because they saw these giants and said, they ain't nothing, we can take them. David saw the giant. They said, take Saul's armor. It was drooping off of me like, I don't need no armor. I don't need no security systems and all that stuff. I don't need all the stuff you're telling me to get. All I need is Yah and what I've perfected in practice, which is this slingshot. I'm just going to pick up a rock and handle my business. I'm going to use what I got, what I know, and what I've been utilizing to deal with tech. That's right. The giant that David slew was big tech. And we have giants now that are trying to keep us away from knowing, connecting together properly and disseminating the information to help you avoid the pitfall Satan has set us up with and given us false narratives to encourage us to destroy ourselves. Now you see, all we need is Yah. All we need is what we need. David said, God, take this stuff. Now, he eventually went and got the sword and chopped the giant's head off after he killed him, but he didn't use it to kill him. I'm not going to go to my preaching days, but I did film something right there that, you know, I used to say that, I didn't say, I still know that those stones, he said, if you don't cry out, I'll have the rocks cry out. Those stones. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Peter, Kaifa, Hebrew, meant stone. He was going to build his church on that. We can take these stones and destroy any enemy. And we have to be able to decipher how the enemy is appearing and approaching. We think things are too big, but they're not too big for Yah. Be like Joshua and Caleb. Say, I see giants in the land, and I know we can take them. You have to say that I see giants trying to destroy my child, my marriage, my faith, and my health. But I can take it. I can overcome. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I can take it. These scriptures are telling me, the ones that they're trying to hide from me, that we're going to read one in a second, that I can make it. I can get through this. Don't be like those that came out of Egypt and got right there to the promised land and said, oh, no, they'll kill us. We can't do this. It's too much to bear. I want to go back to my bondage, my slavery, Egypt, instead of deal with these giants. It's just too much. No. Marching onward. And sure enough, the children of Israel defeated their giants, and David defeated giants, and we kept defeating giants, and we're defeating giants now, and we will continue to defeat giants. Strike my page. I don't give a darn what you do. I'm still going to preach this information and teach and call sinners to repent, and I'm going to tell people when they're wrong, and I'm going to keep my house in order. Not walking on eggshells for nobody. I'm going to take you to the Apocrypha. 2 Esdras, the 13th chapter. Give you a second to get there. 2 Esdras. 13 and 29. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver them that are upon the earth. Are we not in that hour? Verse 30. And he shall come to the astonishment of them that dwell on the earth. And when he breaks through that firmament, people are not going to believe it. And one, verse 31, and one shall undertake to fight against another, one city against another, and one place against another, and one people against another, and one realm against another. There's going to be warring and fractions and fighting and the spiritual warfare. And the time shall be when these things shall come to pass, and the signs shall happen which I showed thee before. And then shall my son be declared, whom thou sawest as a man ascending. And when all the people hear his voice, every man shall in their own land leave the battle they have one against another. And an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together as thou sawest them, willing to come and to overcome him by fighting. But he shall stand upon the top of the Mount Sion, and Zion, his people, shall come and shall be showed to all men, being prepared and build it like as thou sawest the hill, craven without hands. And this my son shall rebuke the wicked inventions of those nations. Do you hear that? Yeshua is going to rebuke your heart machine, your CERN machine, your dark matter weapons, your F-115 fighters, your little infrared cloud that blocks missiles from coming into your nation. All that with a word is going out the door. I don't know why. These watchers and their technology and these fallen angels that they taught man, they think it's going to out-trump the technology of the Most High. It's not. Let me go back before I move on to 29. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver them that are upon the earth. We are going through the fire now. He's preparing us. It's like the separation of the sheep and the goats is what you're witnessing. You think it was a fallout. And it's saying that everybody on the earth is starting to notice the difference. And then Satan is utilizing this verse to try to create a race war, to foment a race war. and the tensions are getting high. This is a part of the deliverance of Yah's people. That's what you're hearing. And then it's going to be so bad that suddenly, as we read in 33, 34, his son will come and gather Zion, children of Israel, unto him. And the ones that are busy fighting already are going to all come together like the Will Smith Independence Day movie and what Ronald Reagan said, if we have a common nemesis, all people will come together and fight that one threat. Yeah, those movies, Independence Day movies, was about them trying to fight Yah and his angels and the children of Israel coming back in the name of USA, USA, the world, global governance. Like, we're going to fight it. We're going to win. They're always pushing for this to last. There's a new heaven and earth coming. I'm sorry. I can't push for this to last. I want this to end and get a nice clean slate so that we can go ahead and have immortal life the way he gave it to Adam and Eve before they messed up and fell into this. So they're going to stop fighting and turn around all to galvanize and fight against the Most High. And there will be no fight because of what? Let's get down to verse 27. And this my son shall rebuke the wicked inventions of those nations, which for their wicked life are fallen into the tempest, the fire. 38, and shall lay before them their evil thoughts. He's going to let them see it, and the torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are like unto a flame. And he shall destroy them without labor by the law, which is like unto fire. He's not going to destroy them with us having to use labor. It's the law that they'll find out that they've been transgressing against. You're going to find out how powerful the law is. You people that's been saying the law is done away with, you're going to be in trouble. Because the law is a destroyer of sin. Verse 39 is confirming what I said. And whereas thou sawest that he gathered another peaceable multitude unto him. We weren't fighting. We were just peaceable. He said those are the 10 tribes which were carried away, prisoners, out of their own land. Why 10 and not 12? Because the 10 left early and were spread out, and he's gathering them again. But Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, scripture tells us, will be transformed and fight with him. The book of Joel, the second chapter. So you got people hiding in underground bunkers, mountains, and locked up in penthouses and everything. Yeshua's coming back with angels, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And then we which are alive and remain. Well, when you skip through 39, it tells you what happened with the 10 tribes and how they left Assyria. It took them a year and a half by boat to get to other lands where they kept the commandments. We studied that in the Ethan Smith View of the Hebrews book. Breaks it down about the migration of the 10 tribes, how Columbus was trying to find them based on this book, this chapter right here. Told the queen, I know where they're at. I can find them. We were scattered everywhere. Okay, go over here with me to 2 Ezra, the 14th chapter, the very next chapter, and the 14th verse. And it said, let go from thee mortal thoughts and cast away the burdens of man. Put off now the weak nature and set aside the thoughts that are most heavy under you and haste thee to flee from these times. He's saying, get rid of these crazy thoughts, cast them down. May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Put it away. If you need help putting it away, what you're struggling with lust, why are you watching soft porn on TV? Alcohol, why are you going to the bar? Fighting, anger, why are you around angry situations? Why aren't you resolving the point of anger or someone making you angry? When the Bible said, follow peace with all men and holiness without, no man shall see him. Pliability, folks, get through this gaslighting. getting ready to go. It's almost been our time. I'm going to read a little bit from the Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs. I want to read to you about Judah, who are those of this transatlantic slave trade, who are the people in the Americas, and Judah's also spread throughout the four corners of the earth. And they are leadership because our Savior Christ rose out of the tribe of Judah, not Levi. So he ended up arising and became a priest out of Judah to bring us into that priesthood. Twelve Patriarchs is a wonderful book because it gives you a lot of knowledge about us as a people, and it'll help you to describe some things. It is your ancestry.com. 12 Patriarchs are the 12 sons of Jacob, which formulate the 12 tribes of Israel. And these fathers, these sons, right before they all died at about 120 years old average, were giving a final salutation to their children, told them what they did, what they used to like to do, and the wrong that they made, and prophesied to their kids and blessed them and told them what's going to happen to them, and then laid hands on them. So I'm going to share something from this book every week until I get through all 12. Let's see. This is something that Judah shared with Judah, would be as they said in the Israel Times, African Americans, and spread throughout the four corners of the earth. He said, "And I know what evils you will do in the last days. Beware, therefore, my children, of fornication." That's Judah. "The love of money, got to get paid. And hearken to Judah, your father." He's like, "Listen, for these things withdraw you from the law of Yah, because you're chasing money and you're chasing lust, and blind the inclination of the soul." The inclination is the spirit that would guide you into truth. These things that Judah would chase after, he says, they will teach you arrogance. That's what we're seeing in this generation with Judah. "And suffer not a man to have compassion upon his neighbor." I ain't in it. You on your own. Miss me with that. "They rob your soul of all goodness and oppress you with toils and troubles. They drive you away from sleep, and it devours your flesh. It hinders the sacrifices of Yah. And you won't even remember to bless the Most High. And it will cause you in the last days, chasing money and lust, to hearken not to a prophet when he speaks, and to resent the words of godliness." Oh, I ain't trying to hear that. "For he is a slave to two contrary passions and cannot obey Yah, because they have blinded his soul. And he walketh in the day as in the night. The love of money leadeth to idolatry, because when led astray through money, men name as gods those who are not gods. And it causeth him who hath it to fall into madness. For the sake of money, I lost my children." This is what Judah said to his own children. Now let me skip down to what he was saying to his kids before he died. "Know therefore, my children, that two spirits wait upon man, the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. And in the midst is the spirit of the understanding of the mind, to which it belongeth to turn whithersoever it will. And the works of truth and the works of deceit are written upon the hearts of men. Each one of them the Lord knoweth, and there is no time at which the works of men can be hid. For on the heart itself have they been written down before the Most High. And the spirit of truth testifieth all things and accuseth all. And the sinner is burnt up by his own heart, cannot raise his face to judge. So be not deceived. Yah is not mocked. Don't let the ways of this world, which is, has a stronghold on this generation, lust and money, turn you away from hearing the things of Yah. Stop the gaslighting. Take control. You're not going crazy. It's craziness that's trying to be thrown upon you. We will survive as a people if we stay close to Yah by staying close to his commandments and what he requests and what he expects of us. Very necessary. Very necessary. Uh, had some foolery in the chat room. Good thing he's gone. It's my page is being trolled through gaslighters and Satanists who hate Yah and hate the fact that I'm his disciple and I know him and that you can't do nothing to stop this train or what's coming. Ha, if Yah before you, who could be against you? All praises to the Most High. Brothers and sisters, throughout the four corners of the earth, preaching to all men is foolishness, but people are saved through what they think is foolish because there's power in the preaching. So keep preaching, keep teaching, keep testifying, keep shouting, keep singing. Remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Shabbat shalom. May the Most High bless and keep you. Enjoy your awakening.